Welcome back to the buzz. Welcome back to the food. Welcome back to the activities in Clonmel. I have found a PR person. I found somebody here who is responsible for getting the message out about the Tipperary Food Producers Network. And would you believe it, she actually is here at work. And her name is Anne. Anne, what's your name? What's the name of your company?
Hi, my name is Anne. It's Powerhouse PR.
And Powerhouse PR are a company that are helping this event reach out and get into the media?
Yeah, that's right. It's been fantastic doing the PR for Tipperary Food Producers because they're such a brilliant bunch of people that they all work really hard to promote their own businesses and to provide produce, which is totally natural in its most natural state as it could possibly get it.
So look, this is I can see from the look in your face that you actually like working for this client.
Yeah, I do. I love it. I love food. Doesn't everyone?
Yeah. I think that's absolutely true. So look, tell me something interesting from behind the scenes, right? The organisation of this event. Something that, you know, wouldn't be PR spin.
Oh, gosh. You've put me on the spot.
Yeah, I know. I always do this. I want some kind of real gutsy back, you know, share something that nobody else has.
Oh, I don't know.
Was it Pat Whelan that got you up to this?
Of course.
Yeah, it was. I've never met Pat Whelan.
Oh my gosh, I have to introduce him.
I wouldn't know him if he came in here. I just only know him on Twitter.
Are you joking?
I'm dead serious. I've not met him.
Oh, well.
I have eaten his food.
He's standing behind me.
Oh, the man in the white jacket.
The man in the white jacket. The butcher jacket.
Is he the guy who takes you away to the funny farm?
He's suggesting we're all crazy.
Well, yes, he's dressed in a white jacket. I'll talk to him in a minute. But come on, let me talk to you. How did you get involved in the PR industry to begin with?
It was through Pat. Well, in the PR industry. Gosh. Kind of fell into it actually. I won an award at college and
what college?
I was at Waterford Institute of Technology. I studied business and marketing. And
what did you get an award for? What did you do?
A commendation for my marketing studies. And the company that did the PR for the Institute were obviously at the event running the awards event. And I met one of the bosses there, and then a couple of weeks later we were chatting obviously. And then a couple of weeks later, I got a phone call to ask to apply for a job. So I did, and it was actually a grueling 2-hour interview. But it was brilliant, and I've loved PR ever since.
And you live in Tramore?
Yeah.
And did you come up here just for this evening, or is it far?
Yeah.
How far from Tramore to here?
It took me longer than I thought, but it's not that far, an hour.
Hey, I must tell you something about Tramore. I went on my summer holidays to Tramore during the 1960s, right? And I'll tell you something that might interest you. My uncle, my mother's brother, he's dead now, but he'd be about 90 years old by now, right? He was one of the first surfers in Tramore.
Oh my gosh, what's his name?
His name was Dr. Hugh O'Brien Moran.
I know his nieces and nephews.
You know my first cousin?
I do, yeah.
How often do you surf?
I'm a bit of a fair weather surfer, so I like when it's warm. I don't like the hood because it gives me a bit of a pudding face, you know, when it gets really cold.
What kind of food do surfers eat in order to be able to surf?
I suppose it's like anything. If you're really into the sport and you want to stay fit, it's, you know, protein and low carbs and good carbs and all of that. But to be honest, I do it for a bit of fun, so it's not.
I tried it once and I didn't get up on the board.
Oh, you'll have to come for a lesson, I'll teach you.
Oh no, I'm hopeless. I'm not. But look, isn't this a fantastic event?
This is a fantastic event. It's a sellout. So it's hopefully a fantastic, brilliant evening and everyone will really enjoy it.
Powerhouse PR have really pulled out all the strings.
Oh, thanks very much.
Anyway, thank you very much. Great to meet you. Bye-bye.
You too.